Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Come on in. Take a seat and relax. Listen and relax. That is what you do. You won't even have to say anything. I'll do the talking. That is what I do. Just listen and relax. Close your eyes if you want to. I'm just sitting here typing, though when I record I will be speaking. But I always write before I read, and read before I record. I hope you enjoy listening to my voice. You may be hearing a lot of it over the next few weeks, or months, or longer. I hope you enjoy the sound of my voice. It is the voice that will be guiding you into trance. It is good that you listen and learn the sound of my voice. My voice is the voice that takes you into trance every time you hear it. What's that? Yeah. That's what my grandma said. But it didn't help her any. As you listen to my voice, you find that it takes you into trance. You may not notice it happening, but then you realize it has happened. Or maybe not. It just may be that you never notice going into trance, never notice that you are in trance, but when you start to come out of trance, you notice you have been there. I've often wondered how that works. I've heard of people that went into trance without knowing. Truth is, it is rather common. I've heard of people that only noticed they had been in trance when they came out of it. What I am trying to sort out is just how did they know? Did they come back with a t-shirt that said, "I've been in trance with Sarnoga"? Not likely. But I hope if that does start to happen, that someone sends me my cut of the t-shirt sales. What many people do not realize is that almost anything can take you into trance. Of course, knowing that it can happen and being able to make it happen are different things. Round and round he goes. And how he does it, nobody knows. I'm sure I've heard that before, and I am trying to figure out where. Nobody knows. Everyone is a little different. Some react one way when they hear it. Some react another way. Why are people different? Nobody knows. But there is always one in every crowd, or so I have heard it said. I am left thinking, one what? Nobody knows. I end up puzzling, trying to figure out just what or who it is that nobody knows. I ask around. Nobody knows. And then I see it. Dark. Black. Looking solid and substantial. It follows. It follows and cannot be shaken or given the slip. But it fades as the sun climbs high. Nobody knows. goes, where the shadow goes, though I don't believe it. If I ever meet nobody, I am going to ask him where the shadow goes. If he knows and tells me, then it won't only be nobody who knows. Kind of odd to know that somebody thinks that nobody knows where the shadow goes. They used to say that only the shadow knows, and that is not nobody. So where can you go to get the most reliable information on the location or destination of a shadow? Who knows? It may be that only the shadow knows, but what if he is not telling? Will you ask if nobody knows? Who will you ask if nobody knows? Will you ask who? Or did you already ask who? Who knows? It is possible that who knows and nobody knows. We all know that Michael knows, and I have heard that nobody can't keep a secret, because Michael knows what nobody knows. So if nobody knows, then Michael knows. So if nobody can't keep a secret, unless somebody can keep a secret, it would be true that nobody can't keep a secret, and nobody can keep a secret, but not that anybody can keep a secret. If I knew a secret, I wouldn't tell anybody, and then nobody wouldn't know, or would he? And that's how it is. When you listen to my voice in trance, nobody knows, but then nobody knows everything except Michael. Nobody knows what Michael knows. And so, maybe you are trying to determine who knows what, and what do I know that you don't know? You know, as well as I know, that my voice is the voice of trance, and when you hear my voice, it takes you down into trance. But who will know? And when you listen to my voice, maybe nobody will know, or maybe not. As my voice takes you down, as you listen to my voice, it takes you down into trance. And while you are in trance, every time you are in trance, when my voice takes you into trance, your weenie starts to shrink. My voice is the voice that leaves you with a teeny weenie. And who will know that you have such a teeny weenie? They say that only the shadow knows, but your weenie will soon be too teeny to cast a shadow. Still you come back to my voice. Hearing my voice makes your weenie teeny. It can be this file. It can be another. Whatever file it is, listening to my voice gives you a teeny weeny. Or it may be better to say that my voice makes your weenie teeny. That's right. You know why you are here. I know why you are here. You are here because you want your weenie to be teeny. Or maybe you want your weenie to completely disappear. And I speak into your ear and into your mind. A curse that is with you always. You are cursed so that every time you hear my voice, in this file or another, your balls shrink as it is spoken in this file. You are cursed so that every time you hear my voice, in this file or another, your penis continues shrinking until it is just a teeny weeny. You love your teeny weeny, so teeny, such a weeny. All the nerves are still there in your teeny weeny. They are just packed into a smaller space. The more your weenie shrinks, the more sensitive it becomes. You love the feel of your teeny weenie. The smaller your weenie becomes, the more concentrated are the nerve endings. That's right. A little teeny weenie is much more sensitive than a big fat cock. So listen and shrink. Listen to my voice and let your weenie shrink. You stop having erections. Your teeny weenie is never hard. It is never stiff. Your weenie is so teeny that on those rare occasions that it gets a bit firm, a little harder than usual, nobody would ever think to describe it as being a hard-on, a boner, or even an erection. Your penis shrinks and stays soft. It would be wrong to call it a cock anymore. A cock can get hard, but a penis needs some size to it before people call it a cock. When your penis is less than 4 inches long, show it to an adult, call it a cock, and hear them laugh. It is too small to be a cock. A dick, maybe. Maybe a dick. And if it gets hard, they might call it a boner. And your cock shrinks down to a dick, and it keeps getting smaller and smaller, shorter and shorter, thinner and thinner. Your penis becomes too small for people to think of it as a dick. When your penis is less than 3 inches long, show it to an adult, call it a cock, and hear them laugh. Call it a dick, and they snicker. It is what people refer to as just a weenie. On those rare occasions that a weenie almost gets hard, nobody calls it a hard-on. Nobody calls it a boner. A doctor may call it an erection. At best, everyone else might say, it's a little stiffy. And you listen to this file. You gave up your man-sized penis, your cock, for a boy-sized dick. Still you listen. You listen and know you are trading your boy-sized dick and occasional boner for a weenie a child-sized weenie, with an occasional pathetic stiffy. And you listen. You listen and know that your child-sized weenie is temporary. The occasional stiffies are a short-lived phenomena. You willingly relinquish your child-sized weenie for the pleasure of this file. You give it over, letting it shrink, and it shrinks. You listen, and your weenie shrinks. It shrinks until it is even smaller than a child-sized weenie. It is only a teeny weenie. An ordinary weenie might get an occasional stiffy, but a teeny weenie never gets a stiffy. And you listen. As you listen, the curse of this file sinks into your ears, your heart, and your mind. There it resides forever, its effects permanent. Even if you could set this file aside, the curse is already inside, and the sound of my voice in this file, or even another, causes the changes to continue. Hearing my voice renews the curse and brings all the changes spoken of in this file. As you listen to my voice, your weenie shrinks. As your weenie shrinks, all the nerves are contained in a smaller space, closer together, more sensitive. It feels so good. You love your teeny weenie. It feels so good playing with your teeny weenie, rubbing it, squeezing it, getting excited, but never getting stiff. As you become aroused, your weenie shrinks. It gets smaller and softer. Your weenie is so teeny that you can stimulate all the nerves in your weenie at one time. When you play with your teeny weenie, it gives you an orgasm, and a bit of cum may drip out. As your weenie gets smaller and softer, it arouses you. When you are aroused, your weenie becomes smaller and softer. A normal weenie, a dick, or a cock, swells and grows when it is aroused. But a teeny weenie, like your teeny weenie, does the opposite. As it becomes aroused, it shrinks and shrivels. As it becomes excited, it becomes smaller and softer. As it becomes smaller, you become aroused. And so your teeny weenie becomes smaller yet. There is a positive relationship between your arousal and the shrinking of your teeny weenie. And here you are, listening to my voice. My voice is the voice of trance. My voice is the voice that makes your weenie so teeny. As you continue to listen, you must decide. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to follow my instructions? and follow my inductions. Are you ready to trust, to surrender? If so, come with me. Come with me down into trance. It is easy, so very easy. You've been there before, in trance. Likely you have been there before with me. Have you ever followed me down into trance? I have a few favorite places in trance, but I am always looking for something new. There are new places, new experiences, waiting to be discovered. There are places where one can see out over vast voids of empty space. Have you ever been there? I have. It is quite an experience. Of those who return, few are ever the same. Some never return. A little slip, a wrong step, some loose gravel underfoot, and a visitor can unexpectedly slip into the void. Needless to say, it is a place to which I take very few. It is a place beyond lost in trance. I once put together a script of an induction that would lead a listener there, but then thought better of it and never recorded it. There are too many who might not take it seriously. Those who would go for a look on a lark, never realizing the perilous path on which they tread. But never fear. Today we will be traveling another direction, on another path. We will be going deep enough into trance. But for our purpose today, it is unnecessary to travel so close to the void. And you listen to my voice. My voice is the voice of trance. You can neither avoid nor resist it. You must listen. And as you listen, you trance. And as you trance, your penis shrinks, turning permanently, irrevocably, into a teeny weeny, a little teeny weeny. All it takes is the sound of my voice to make your weeny teeny smaller and smaller and smaller still. And you so love the sexual excitement you get from playing with your teeny weeny. So exciting. Knowing my voice has forever made your weeny so very teeny. You love playing with your teeny weeny, and playing with your weeny makes it smaller, softer. It feels so sexy, knowing that you willingly gave up your man-sized penis in exchange for a little teeny weeny. And your weeny shrinks so small, it retracts inside, leaving behind just a small wrinkled protrusion of skin, like foreskin. As your teeny weeny hides inside. It looks as though your teeny weeny consists of no more than a quarter inch or so of protruding foreskin. Of course, it is a bit more than that, but it has shriveled so small and tight that your teeny weeny is pulled back inside your body, leaving behind only some loose skin. And as your weeny shrinks, so shrinks your balls. You listen to my voice. It is irresistible. And deep inside, it excites you to surrender yourself, to give up your manhood, as your balls shrink and your weenie becomes so very teeny. Your little weenie becomes like that of a 12-year-old, and still you listen. You love to listen to my voice and play with your shrinking balls and your little teeny weenie. You love to play with your teeny weenie as you listen to my voice and feel your weenie shrinking even smaller, pulling farther in, becoming so very, very teeny as your little balls shrink away. Yet you never lose your desire to listen to my voice, to play with your teeny weeny. You love to listen to my voice and let it shrink your weeny so teeny, while you play with your teeny weeny. Your balls become smaller, like those of a 10-year-old. They start to pull inside, and your scrotum tightens. Your scrotal ligaments dissolve, and your spermatic cords shorten, causing your balls to retract up through your inguinal canals. Every night you sleep. Sleep makes your weenie shrink. Your weenie shrinks in your sleep. Sleep makes your balls shrink. Your balls shrink in your sleep. Each morning, your balls and your weenie are smaller than before. You sleep and your weenie shrinks. Your weenie shrinks in your sleep. Sleep makes your weenie teeny. You listen, and my voice shrinks your weenie even smaller, making it very teeny. You enjoy listening to my voice and pulling on your teeny weenie. And my voice shrinks your weenie even as you play with it, becoming excited, knowing your weenie is shrinking smaller and smaller, and becoming less and less each time you play with it. But it is still irresistible. And then one day, your weenie is as teeny as that of an 8-year-old. And yet you continue to listen and play with your teeny weenie. And my voice has brought the curse of this file into your ears and into your mind. Such a delightful curse. It enthralls and captures you. The curse of the teeny weeny. Because of this curse, your balls and your weeny shrink when you hear my voice. Because of this curse, your balls and weenie shrink when you play with them. Because of this curse, Your balls and weenie shrink when you sleep. They shrink so small that they pull back into your body to hide. This curse resides within you. It causes your balls and weenie to shrink each time you play with your nipples. And you love playing with your nipples. My voice has put this curse within you, in your ears, your heart, and your mind. The curse of the teeny weeny. At night, in bed, you are driven, compelled, to listen to my voice, compelled to play with your teeny weeny. As you get off knowing you've given up your man-sized penis and now have a teeny weeny, smaller than before, a tiny squirt, and you roll over and go to sleep. And sleep makes your weeny teeny. The nerves are so concentrated now in your teeny weeny that it is easy to have an orgasm. It happens fairly quickly. Few would really call it jerking off anymore, though perhaps it still is. But your weenie is so teeny, it seems much more appropriate to think of it as playing with yourself, just rubbing and pulling on your little teeny weeny while you listen to my voice and feel your weeny shrink, your balls retract, and your scrotum tighten and shrink. Your weeny and balls will never be any bigger, but they are getting smaller. How many fingers can you really get on your teeny little weeny? If you make a circle with your thumb and two fingers, can you get two fingers around your teeny weeny? Perhaps that would be exaggerating. When you make a ring with your thumb and index finger, is there enough of your teeny little weeny sticking out to get one finger around it? Maybe yes, maybe less. Maybe you can do it this week, but next week it may be too small. So you play with your teeny weeny while you can and listen to my voice as you feel your balls shrink. Your weenie gets smaller, shorter, more hidden. So small, so teeny. Just a small protruding bit of empty foreskin. But you can wrap a finger around that and open and close the ring made by your finger, massaging the very tip of your weenie as it pushes in and out of the empty skin, the very tip of your weenie pushing itself out into the skin when you loosen your finger and sucking back out of reach when you tighten your finger. Your weenie is so small and shrunken that it is like being without a weenie, except that you can still play with the foreskin and the very tip of your weenie, and that is enough to give you a teeny weeny orgasm. As days and weeks pass, your weenie is becoming very teeny. It is your own mind making it so. When you willingly give in and listen to my voice, willingly giving in, letting your weenie be made so teeny like the teeny little weenie of a 5-year-old. But it feels so good to listen to my voice and play with your teeny weenie. You know it is shrinking still, pulling up inside, and you orgasm so easily and quickly. The nerves have been condensed into so small a weenie, but you can orgasm several times a day. Your balls have become so small that the amount of testosterone they produce is too insignificant for you to have an erection or even a stiffy. They are so small that when you have a teeny weeny orgasm, sometimes you get a small squirt or two, just a drop of cum. Other times, nothing at all comes out of your teeny weeny, and your balls continue to shrink and pull up inside you, and your scrotum tightens. You feel the excitement of knowing that what my voice is doing is forever. The excitement of knowing what you are giving up. You are giving up forever. But it is irresistible. Listening to my voice, playing with your teeny weeny, and listening to my voice as it shrinks your weenie. It is so pleasurable, so intense. Time goes by, and you continue. Your weenie becomes so very teeny, your balls so small you seldom notice them, and it feels so good, and it is so good to listen to my voice, the voice to which you have surrendered, my voice, the voice of trance, the voice that has taken everything, or almost everything. You feel compelled to play with your teeny weeny at least twice a day. Your tiny balls straining each time to give up a drop of cum, and then shrinking even smaller from the effort. You come so quickly when you play with your weenie that often you hold off reaching for your teeny weenie. It is so teeny. Is it the smallest weenie? Who can say? And when you finish playing with your weenie and roll over to fall asleep, you feel a little excitement, a little pleasure, knowing that sleep shrinks your balls and your weenie. In the morning they will be smaller yet. These days, you play with your nipples for quite some time, listening to my voice and feeling your weenie shrink, wondering if you will have enough weenie left to play with, and not really caring. Your nipples have become so sensitive. When you have the time, you play with them for hours. You have given away your manhood and your penis in exchange for such a teeny weeny and for such sensitive nipples. Touching your nipples feels so good. Rubbing your nipples is the greatest pleasure you have ever experienced. You learn to have nipple orgasms limbs, your body trembling in pleasure as your weenie shrinks, as you listen to my voice. You have multiple nipple orgasms, dry orgasms, each building the pleasure, the tension, the excitement, getting you so aroused that you cannot stop. Finally, the pleasure is so intense that you know you must finish. You force yourself to start groping for your little teeny weenie, and you play with your teeny weenie until you finally have a weenie orgasm and coax out maybe a drop of fluid or maybe nothing. But the weenie orgasm finally drains your energy and lets you sink back and relax, lets you divert your attention to other activities, or when you are in bed, lets you sleep. You are obsessed. You are playing with yourself so often now, it seems to be consuming you. Playing with your nipples as you listen to my voice and your weenie shrinks. Playing with your nipples, getting excited, leaving behind your manhood, knowing you are barely even a boy anymore, having one nipple orgasm after another, until the tension is too much, and you play with your teeny weenie for a minute, or maybe two, and get release. Each time you do, your weenie shrinks, your balls shrink, and both retract farther back into your body. When you are naked, it seems you have the genitals of a newborn, or none at all. When you have on a pair of briefs, it seems there is nothing inside your underpants. Your balls have retracted so far inside you, and your weenie has become so teeny that a woman would have a bigger bulge in her underwear than you do. But you like it. You love it. Your weenie is so very teeny, and it seems your balls are gone. But the sexual pleasure has never been better. Playing with your nipples is so much better. It is like having an extended orgasm that can last 30 minutes, or an hour, or even two or three. It could probably last forever, but at a certain point, you become so aroused, you have to put an end to it, and you reach for your little teeny weenie. You play with it for a moment, or two, and finally get release. Sometimes you still get a drop from your withered balls, but usually it is nothing. Still, the pleasure is intense, and the relief great, and it is still the highlight and climax of your morning, or your evening, when you wrap a finger around your teeny weeny and listen to my voice as you play with your weenie. Feel your weenie becoming insignificant, and then, a moment later, you get that burst of pleasure and release. And lately, There has been no cum to make a mess. Your balls are dry, forever dry. Someday, you may go looking for them to see how small they have become. Or even if you still have balls, someday. But it seems so unimportant. Perhaps tomorrow. For now, you've had your fun. Listened to Sarnoga as you rubbed your nipples and finally pulled one hand off your nipples to wrap a finger, if it will fit, around your teeny weeny. You have that brief blast of pleasure and release, and know you must stop playing with yourself for now, or you will be at it another hour, and you realize it is time to give up this pleasure for now. Time to come up. Time to take your hand out of your pants, or out of your underpants, or out of whatever it is covering your teeny weeny. Time to let go of your weeny and stop molesting your nipples. Time to turn off the sound, to pull away from my voice for a few hours, to go about some sort of daily business, or if it's the end of the day, to roll over and sleep, letting sleep continue the work that my voice started. And so, you may roll over and fall asleep if it is bedtime. If it is daytime, for a few hours, or maybe even until bedtime, you may temporarily set aside your obsession with your nipples, your irresistible urge to play with your teeny weeny, and your compulsion to listen to my voice. It will all return again soon enough, and you know the desire to listen, to rub your nipples, and to play with your teeny weeny will slowly build and grow. You know it must be attended to at least twice a day, and your mind needs the pleasure. If your body didn't demand it, your mind would force you to seek it out. It is such a thrill, wrapping a finger around that teeny little weeny. You know you can only leave it alone for so long, and then you have to play with your teeny weeny again. But until then, for a few hours, you are free to engage in other pursuits. When you are ready, I am here. Come on in and listen again. Until then, this is Sarnoga, signing off.